Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Qasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big. Get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
All right, welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. If you want to go ahead and introduce yourself, tell us where you live and what you do for a living.
Great. Hi there. I'm KG. I live in Delray Beach, Florida, and I am the CEO and founder of TrollToll, the only company on the internet where you can hire real internet trolls manned by humans to handle your online dirty work.
Awesome. So how did you get the idea for this business?
I mean, like many other businesses, I saw a problem and I said, is it realistic to find a solution for this? I was working with a few other brands on the marketing side of things, and they would have these complaints. For instance, our competitor claims they're made in the United States and they're just not. How do we get that out there without being the bad guys? It's like, if only there was somebody willing to take on this type of work, put themselves in there, get in the mud a little bit and fight these fights. In a playful yet results-based way. And then what I found is that business wasn't the only people finding these problems, that needed somebody to poke the bear a little bit, whether it's somebody on a dating app getting ghosted or a job interview that you feel like you're just been put through the ringer. And before I know it, you know, we were getting 10 to 20 new customers a day.
Awesome. So I guess like, in terms of your business, right, is it all e-commerce or are you sold in stores? Like, what does that look like?
Right. I mean, unfortunately, someday, hopefully there's a way that you can go to, you know, CVS or Walgreens and get the TrollToll gift card. But right now it's all online and it's primarily through referrals. Friends saying, hey, I saw this. I think it'd be right for my friend. And that's how we've grown so quickly.
So I guess, like, what does it look like exactly? Can you just, like, describe, like, the use case? If somebody goes, like, on the website and they want to buy, right, like, what does it actually look like? It's like, what is it, like, the user experience?
It's a lot like if you were buying a hat, really. You go on and you see which one fits your needs more. We have a social media troll, which is exactly what it sounds like. And that's if you just need some comments on your behalf on a social media account. We have an impulse troll, and that's more somebody just got under your skin at a dinner party. We need to act fast right now. So we have something like that. And then we have our classic troll, where we will just, whether we have to go on somebody's Yelp, somebody's Facebook, somebody text somebody from a burner account just to get some type of reaction. You know, that's what we're going to do. And there is something for everybody on there. One of the things we sort of pride ourselves on is that we can fit the need without really crossing any lines.
Right. So like when you say that you can fit the need without crossing lines, I just want to kind of like dive deeper. Like, what do you mean exactly by that?
So in the early days on the local level, people said, well, could you help me with an election campaign, let's say? And, you know, we're not here to make fake accounts to get your votes up or your popularity up. These are things that you can point to, like the example I gave earlier with something not being made in the United States. You can point to it, that item says made in Pakistan on it. There's a problem. All we do is share that picture with them. We'll be the bad guy and see what the recourse is. In the early days, a big thing was like the airlines. People wanted to complain about their treatment on these airlines, but they at the same time didn't want to get flagged necessarily from that airline and have their experience be ruined. Let us do it. Let us be the bad guy. We'll get the voucher for you. Don't worry. You know, we don't do hate speech. We don't bully. We work hand in hand with our legal department every day to make sure we don't cross that bullying threshold. And you'd be surprised online that it's become a hot button issue. The former First Lady Melania Trump, she made that a big part of their campaign to cut back on online bullying. So there's a lot of bureaucratic red tape we work with and to make it more err on the side of fun and social justice than actual, you know, power in numbers.
Right. So you mentioned that everything has been through referral. That's interesting. It's like, so like, how has that worked out? I mean, is it just, you know, people, like, you haven't run any ads or any, like, been like on any like TV shows or PR? Like, it's really just been, you know, somebody found you once and then really just kind of like that trickle down effect of word of mouth?
Yeah, a lot of it's been referral off one specific Reddit post. We were working on something and our Instagram account put up a story saying, can anyone help us with this? It made it to this New York City gossip Reddit page, and then had about 350 people come on the site instantly, like within the hour it was posted. And I can see as the orders come in, they're all New York City based, and I know where they came from. You know, I have a wide array of experience running digital ads and paid advertising. So I have done Facebook and things like that, and the ROAS is through the roof. I don't even like talking about it. So I'm playing that game right now with what's makes the most sense, being all profit where there's no spend on the advertising side and really scaling this thing, or letting it be this organic avalanche.
Right. So you're essentially like, now you've kind of hit a point where, okay, like, what's the best way to, you know, take that next step? And you're figuring out if like ads would make sense.
Yeah, and they do make sense. They've paid off so far. And like, to quote in Justin Timberlake in The Social Network, $1 million is cool, but what's really cool is $1 billion. So, you know, if we have to spend a little, we're going to. One of the things that's also interesting in this business that kind of relates to other e-commerce, we see a big uptick in business around the holidays too. Something about getting together with family seems to bring it out in people where they need to troll someone. Thanksgiving, we saw a big rush, and then Christmas breaks on another one.
Awesome. So what would you say is like the biggest challenge that you face in your business?
I think when you work in, I say we work in a sin-dustry, like along with alcohol and gambling, we're sort of in that space. And sometimes when you're in these darker alleys and these shadows, those are the type of people you're going to be working with. There's some instances where we have to do our due diligence, make sure the people who hire us have no nefarious sort of end game here. There's a lot of people in the crypto space who seem to, I really don't know what they stand to gain, but a lot of smear campaigns they work on, piecemeal. So it's hard. Like when you go looking for trouble, most of the time you're going to find it.
Right. So you're saying that like overall it's been a good publicity, but like you've gotten some negative pushback from people, like it's like the haters per se.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's like anything out there. You got to put in the work. Nothing's going to be just passive income. So if it takes checking somebody out, asking extra questions, going on a longer call just to make sure a project's right for us, we're going to do it.
For sure. So as of now, like how big is a team? Is it just mostly like you doing things, or is it mostly like you're kind of like the face of the company, and then you have like, you know, lots of people like underneath you who are doing more of like the leg troll work per se?
The troll work. I like that. I have 4 full-time employees. I oversee them, but then we have, you know, dozens of independent contractors doing the actual troll work. And that's something that separates us, I think, from some of these bot opportunities you might find out there. These are actual humans, and they're being pieced to a project because it fits kind of their superpower. Yeah, but I have four full-time employees. I have somebody overseeing legal, finance person, then a team leader, and then sort of somebody who's that chief of staff almost. And then I'm the ringleader of the circus.
Right.
And
so I guess like if somebody's interested, that then they hop on a call with you, or like, what does that look like?
I like to be on all the calls to make sure, but mostly the team lead that we have right now is somebody who is like kind of, I think layman's term would be they're the account manager. They're overseeing it. They're making sure they're pieced with the right trolls out there, and also working hand in hand with legal to make sure everything is buttoned up on that side of things. But I'm present for every call. I like to make sure everything's in good faith, and should we need to do a make good, I know a little bit more about it. But the amount of inbound people asking to be a troll, that job market's booming. I wish the economic reports knew the troll market so I could get on some newspaper articles.
So you're saying finding trolls is not a challenge for you?
It's not a challenge. It seems to be only growing.
So I guess obviously now, right, everybody's looking for use cases for like AI and high level technology. So where does AI play a role in your business, if at all? And if not, like, where do you think AI could come in and help you guys out in 2024?
Yeah, I mean, we're on that balance beam right now, where artificial intelligence could probably be trained to do what my people do. Maybe not think in the way with the level of empathy they're able to, but I think the future of my business is training a bunch of robots and getting them to do it. I could scale faster, be more resilient. One account gets deleted, 2 more can pop up type of thing. Right now, I'm very limited by the power of people. On one end, though, I'm grateful for it. If they have to swerve, they can do it quickly. I don't need anybody waiting for an input.
Right. But do you feel like, you know, AI could help you more in a conversational way, kind of like a chatbot, maybe, because like you might have people who aren't 100% sure about like what you do or like if it could work for them.
Right. And you know, that is, I think chatbot would absolutely help us and FAQs and all of that, and just help walk somebody through the process with the handholding, the white glove treatment they deserve. But again, would that then counteract what we're trying to say is that we're human by saying, you know, here's our robot friend. So I try to make it, in my opinion, this is trolling is still a belly to belly business. It's for people by people. And that's how we're going to grow. I do think artificial intelligence will make us better. But right now, to really get us over into that hump where, you know, we're in the same conversations as other tech giants, it's important that our sales are being done by people.
For sure. So in terms of, you know, 2024 goals, like for this year to be successful, like where do you guys, you know, want to get to, especially, I guess, from last year to this year, maybe like revenue percentage increase, like what would be a successful year for you?
So we saw a big jump starting in this past July. So sort of from Q3 into Q4, we hit some numbers that, you know, part of us thought maybe this is a fad. Maybe we have the new Furby or Beanie Baby and we just got to ride this wave and then we'll go back to our life. And then January started and things really didn't simmer. So right now our short goal is a 25% increase in revenue year over year. If we stay on this pace, we'll probably be there by June. So it's one of those things. We set a goal that we knew we could hit. But at the same time, I want manageable growth. If I bring on too many people, who knows what next year brings? And all it takes is one person wanting to go the distance on a lawsuit with me, and that's somebody's salary.
Right, for sure. I mean, I guess that happened before. Have you guys been sued?
So some people have written letters and wanted some and tried to take some inquiry, but no, nothing's ever gotten further than an explanation of what goes on here. You know, one of the things that does happen is somebody will be getting bullied and they will accuse us of being behind it. And, you know, sometimes we are, sometimes we aren't. And it seems like the times we aren't involved are the times people are the closest to taking actual legal action. So fortunately, nothing would come of it. But got to save that money for a rainy day.
Right, for sure. Yeah. I mean, knock on wood, hopefully it doesn't, you know, but it's good that you guys have like the legal department, everything set up so that you're like, before you're taking anything on, that you're, you know, have this kind of white glove approach to make sure that like, hey, like this isn't just to make sure this is not going to be a problem.
Yeah. And again, you'd be surprised the legislation that exists. For instance, if we exceed 6 days and 23 hours consecutive of leaving comments on somebody's Instagram account, it falls under online bullying and could ruin the whole thing. So we have timers going, we have everybody clocking in. It's a paper trail everywhere you look.
For sure. So in terms of your goal, right, like you mentioned, you know, increasing by 25%, if not more, it's a goal that you guys are, you know, probably going to hit. Like, what do you think is the biggest obstacle you guys have from where you're at to really scaling in 2024?
The biggest obstacle is going to be our reach. There's definitely limitations there. It's still something that's kind of frowned upon. It has the name in some circles has a negative connotation. And if we don't pay for attention, I don't really think people are going to be quick to give it to us. I'm all for buying ads and things again, but you know, with that, you get in front of the wrong person and you're getting the wrong attention. It's careful. It's a careful game. And I also kind of think that competition is starting to pick up. I've had some people actually reach out to our trolls saying from the other side, like, so our trolls have gone in, messaged a person, that person's messaged them and say, I will, whatever you're getting paid, I'll double it if you delete it and then go back to whoever sent you and comment. So, you know, the deeper pockets may prevail.
For sure. Well, do you guys do like emails or do you have like a lot of like repeat customers, for example?
Right now, we are proud to say that we are 40% of all of our customers are returning. We have an email list of 13,000 people who get a weekly update on what's going on, some funny happenings, you know, discounts that, you know, like anyone else, we're offering sales and discounts and things. But yeah, and then just some people, just some anecdotes about what's going on out there, what we're seeing, the trends.
For sure. So what would you say is like the one biggest piece of advice that you wish you knew before you started this business?
I think the biggest and probably hardest thing for me is being the face of this. You I think there's a lot of people I've met, you probably met them, you probably interview them in this founder space, who are kind of obsessed with being entrepreneurs and not necessarily obsessed with what they're doing. And it's because they almost have like this hidden agenda almost to be famous, or they think that's what's going to come of it. That's not really any of my aspirations. I'd be happy wearing a Batman mask right now. And I'm a little on the shyer side. So for me, it's like I'm working with a PR person now, and she's trying to set up these interviews and wants all this. And I was like, can't you talk to one of the trolls? Can't, like, they're doing the work. I'm just sitting here. But no, people want the guy, I guess, who's wrangling them. So that it is hard. And I think that's what you need to accept as a leader in any space, is understanding that all people are going to want to talk to you, and you're going to want to have to speak for your company's actions. You know, if someone is mad, it's me that has to go and speak. I can't hide behind a troll all the time.
For sure. So if we're going to have this conversation in 1 year from now, maybe 2 years from now, where do you see things going for your business?
Well, I mean, hopefully you and I are both on a private island having this conversation. but yeah, I think things are only going to grow at this rate. It's those little hits of virality that are fueling us right now are only going to become bigger. I mean, it's very regional. Right now, I'm fortunate that while I'm trying to hit the entire country, I'm making a lot of money off a very smaller region. Once, you know, this hits the West Coast, in theory, it should double. What was that stat that came out today that like 50% of all Black Friday sales came from 8 states? I'm really only in 2 or 3 states. So, I think we're on a great path. I think you're going to see a lot more articles written about Troll Toll. I think you're going to see a lot more third-party validation. And some testimonials and things from people who are starting to get it. And because of that, things will grow in a way where we'll be able to step into some markets and to some different groups without it feeling like an ad. Ultimately, I want to help people. As crazy as it sounds, the whole idea of this is to help people.
For sure. Well, I guess, like, as of now, like, what states are you in? Like, you mentioned New York, Florida, like, where else?
Yeah. So we sell globally, really. But I mean, in Florida, on a local level, maybe it's the hearsay of it, we're big. And I mean, New York, we're getting at least, you know, 30% of our sales every day from New York City.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. That's, I mean, New York, I mean, that's a great market to be in. So
it's a great market to be in. Also seems to be, you know, the gossip capital of the world, which is helping.
Yeah, for sure. Awesome. So if somebody watching this wanted to reach out, do you mind sharing your website or social media, I guess, best ways to get in contact with you?
Absolutely. So you could go to www.paythetrolltoll.com, and on there you can email. At some point they will all come to me, but or you could go on our Instagram, and it is TROLLRNET, Trollernet, and DM and feel, and they'll get you in touch with me. And if you want to talk personally, go right to the big guy. It's BigTroll@paythetrolltoll.com.
Awesome. Well, Big Troll, thank you so much for your time today. I really appreciate it.
Appreciate it. No, thanks so much.
Thanks. All right. Bye.
Take care.